Earlier this month, workers at Coles and Woolworths with the Retail and Fast Food Workers Union went on strike. This was the first supermarket strike in Australia's history. Their demands included living wages, an end to junior rates, job security and safer workplaces. Coles and Woolies wages have dropped in recent years. The industry is becoming increasingly casualised and both companies are increasing their security measures, which is a responsibility largely falling on retail workers rather than trained security guards, resulting in increased abuse and threats towards retail staff. Coles and Woolies both reported profits in excess of $1 billion last year while undercutting staff and raising costs of groceries for consumers. Around 1,000 workers went on strike around the country for 2 hours on Saturday, the 7th of October, were threatened with sacking by Coles. Friend of the show, Nova Sobralski, who we spoke to earlier representing Queer Liberation Boolu, was there with striking retail workers and spoke to a few of them about conditions at Coles and Woolies and their demands for living wages.
Power! Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
Union!
Power!
So why are you here today?
I'm here because our conditions at Woolies are absolute garbage. I've worked there for about 11 years, and in that time my pay's gone down 6% earlier this year before they passed on the minimum wage increase award. Before that my pay had gone down 12%. So that was nice, but it's still nowhere near enough.
So it wasn't keeping up with inflation?
No, not at all. that and the dodgy deals we had been getting worse and worse every year.
So what are conditions like at Woolies?
Look, we're understaffed constantly. Even the customers are noticing it and putting it on our voice of customer reviews, basically. It's impossible to get anything done. I take care of milk and meat, and basically every day I have to pick one to finish.
What would you like to say to the CEO of Woolworths?
Just pay us, bro. It's only $29 an hour.
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Living wages!
When do we want them?
Now!
What do we want?
Living wages!
When do we want them?
Now!
What do we want?
Living wages!
When do we want them?
Now!
How are we going to get them?
Fight for it!
How are we going to get them?
Fight for it!
So where do you used to work?
Coles.
Coles?
Coles.
Awesome. So why are you out here today?
Well, I'm out here to show my support for the union and to show my support for what we're fighting for: living wages, abolishment of junior rates, safer rostering, just a safer workplace in general.
Mm-hmm. What's it like working at Coles?
It's, at the moment I sort of don't want to be working there, but I feel stuck because, like, I've got to pay my rent, I've got to live, and, like, I've been applying for other jobs, but I just haven't been able to get anything. And
so Coles has decided to stand down workers who engage in the industrial action. What do you think about that?
Yeah, so Saturday is one of my rostered days, and I was going to implement the bans and stuff, but then, heard that they're just going to stand us down and thought, like, and Woolworths, you know, they've decided not to do that, and it's just Coles just so, they just want to scare us. And I'm not going to be scared.
So where do you work?
I work at Coles Hilton and I'm at Coles Kwinana.
Mm-hmm. What's it like working at Coles?
Thoroughly mixed.
Yeah.
The work itself is good. It's, you know, it's pretty standard. It's more the administrative side.
Yeah.
Gives us issues.
Yeah, not the team, like,
because I work in service, it's not the team that's the issue, it's the higher management and how they're handling, like, especially with all of the security upgrades that they're doing at the moment, how they're handling that is...
quote-unquote loss protection.
Yeah, is actively putting the service staff in danger, which is not something that I want to contribute to, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, Daniel sees a lot more of that than I do because I'm in online, but they're at the front in service.
So do you find a lot of like aggressive customers? And,
yes, and absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. A lot of the time we don't have security guards, which is like, it would be fine, but then we also have covert who aren't really security guards, and they're not there to protect the staff, they're there to protect the company and the company's loss. So they will rile up people who they, there was literally a fight out the front of our store between the covert security guards and some customers like a couple of weeks ago. And yeah, they will rile up customers and get them into like a dangerous mindset, which is harmful to the staff. And yeah, like, I have juniors on my team, yeah, which I want to keep them safe first, yeah, and foremost.
So what do you think about the sub-minimum wage rates, the junior rates and the disability rates?
Fucking
abysmal.
Stupid. Yeah, juniors should not be paid any less than any normal worker. The like normal working wage is not that great.
Yeah.
But yeah, juniors should definitely be paid the same, like the same amount, yeah, as adult workers, I guess.
Yeah. So many teenagers are, especially teenagers in like struggling families, are the only ones in the families who can work.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just because they're younger doesn't mean they deserve any less financial support from the people that they do labour for.
Yeah.
Same pay for the same job.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, if someone was picking stock the same way I do, I don't care how old they are, they're doing the same job.
Mm. And if you could say something to the CEO of Coles, what would it be?
Put your workers first for once instead of, yeah, profit.
Yeah. Look, Coles made over $1 billion last year, and they made just shy of that the year before, and I'm sure that during the pandemic, the profits were up as well. Why aren't we seeing any of it? We're the ones on the floor making all of that money for you. Where is it going?
Mm. Beautiful. Thank you so much.
Ha, ha, ha.